Twins and Brewers coming up. Lineup card 5:30. First pitch 6:10. Pablo Lopez will be on the mound. A couple other sports headlines. Final round of the Open Championship at Royal Troon in Scotland. All set with Billy O'Herschel atop the leaderboard at -4. Huge group at -3. And this includes Xander Schauffele, who won the PGA, former Olympic champion, major champion Justin Rose, Englishman Daniel Brown, Russell Henley, Sam Burns, Thurston Lawrence, and then Scottie Scheffler, world number one at -2. Shane Lowry had a bad day, the Irishman, +6 in his round today. He's at -1. Then Adam Scott, Justin Thomas lead a group at even par. Should be an eventful final round of the Open Championship starting tomorrow morning, our time at Royal Troon. And in a Team USA men's basketball Olympic tune-up, South Sudan took Team USA right down to the wire. LeBron James hit a driving layup to give the United States a 101-100 victory. But South Sudan had a shot to win it. It wouldn't fall, so the United States escapes. Twins and Brewers back from the break and start what amounts to be the second half of the season tonight at Target Field. And Phil Miller joins us from the Star Tribune. He covers the Twins all season long. Phil, I hope you're doing well.
I am doing well, Steve. It's how can you not be happy about bat night?
Yeah, no doubt.
Bats to everybody here.
Yeah, I mentioned that a little bit earlier in the program. 10,000 bats will be made available to the fans coming through the turnstiles tonight at Target Field. That should make for an interesting night, certainly at Target Field. And I believe those are Royce Lewis replica bats, and he has company on the injured list.
He has a lot of company on the injured list. Even though he told us today he doesn't think he should be on the injured list anymore, he's ready.
Okay.
Whenever the trainers give him the go-ahead, the Saints come home. The St. Paul Saints come home next week, and I would suspect that Royce will bat 3 or 4 days for them to rehab and get back. But it sounds like he will be back soon. But there are other players, that the Twins suffered a ton of minor injuries last weekend in San Francisco, and some of them have lingered, some of them carried over, and they put two more players on the injured list today, Carlos Correa and Chris Paddock. So the injury theme has not left this team.
Yeah, and we saw the release earlier in the day, and I know you've had a chance to visit with Rocco Baldelli pregame. It doesn't sound like this Correa thing will be long-term, that he's on the injured list, retroactive, I believe, to July 16th. So he is eligible to come back fairly soon.
Yes, and he made it clear in San Francisco that this was not a major injury, that they learned a lot from when he had the same condition in his left foot a year ago. But of course, he played on that for a couple of months, and he was much worse for it. I was really struck by how everything that Rocco said about these two injuries sounded horrible, but he was placing them in a pretty optimistic light. Carlos Correa is in a walking boot on his right foot. He won't be at the ballpark this weekend as he heals up. He had a platelet-rich plasma injection, into his foot. None of that sounds like he's ready to play baseball anytime soon, but it is some treatment that they think will speed his return. So bad as it sounds, they don't think it's a major injury. He specifically said, we don't think it'll be multiple weeks. But with Chris Paddock, he said, he's on the injured list with problems. He woke up with his right elbow some pain in his right elbow on Monday after he pitched Sunday in San Francisco. Well, that's the elbow that he's had two Tommy John surgeries on. But again, Rocco said they had imaging done. The ligament is fine. The ligament is intact. It's a muscle strain. So I don't know. Nothing sounded good, but but the manager insisted in both. This is relatively good news.
Yeah, and we will see certainly with Correa, and with Carlos Correa in particular, he was really leading this ball club. I mean, I know Royce Lewis in his brief stints with the Twins this year in Game 1, and then when he came back. But he along with Jose Miranda, were really kind of leading the hit parade for the Twins before he went down with an injury. I mean, the bats were really booming.
Yeah, in July, they were averaging, the first 10 days of July, they were averaging 7.5 runs. I think it's down to 6.5 now, but that is the best hitting display they have had all year, and you're right. Carlos Correa and Jose Miranda were both in the thick of it, and both are now on the injured list. I did talk to Jose Miranda today, and he is much improved. He was in noticeable pain in San Francisco. He said his back, lower back, just tightened up on him, just locked up on him, he said, and I have experienced that pain, so I could empathize with it. And he said it's much better now. He did very little during the past week, and hopes to come off the injured list sometime next week. I would assume that'll be after a couple of games in St. Paul as well. But they're two middle of the order makers in the past month are out now, so we will see how the Twins can make up for that.
Phil Miller joining us from the Star Tribune on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Twins and Brewers coming up in Game 1 of the two-game set at Target Field coming out of the All-Star break. It is Royce Lewis bat night tonight at the ballpark. Austin Martin recalled from the 10-day injured list, and Eddie Julian is back from St. Paul. And a year ago, he was considered this top-notch, can't-miss hitting prospect who really showed and then struggled earlier this year and was sent down. So Eddie Julian will get another chance in the big leagues. He's certainly shown the ability to hit major league pitching.
He certainly did last year just kind of in. It looked like he was over his head this year, which was very strange after the way he hit he hit 270, something like that last year, but it was only 200 this year. He had a slow start in St. Paul when they sent him down too. I think that was a reflection of how confused he seemed or not able to diagnose what the problem was. So it was kind of why they sent him to St. Paul. He's up to 235 now and has shown signs in the last couple of weeks that he's come out of it a little bit, but mostly he plays the right position for a team short on infielders. Willie Castro has been the second baseman in his absence, but now Willie has to move shortstop to fill in for Carlos Correa. I think they, even though Brooks Lee is a shortstop, they want to want him to focus on third base while Royce Lewis is out, and just try not to give him too much too soon, since he's only in his third week in the big leagues. So Eddie Julian is back and back at second base, and we'll see what changes he's made. If he can go to the opposite field a little more stay in the strike zone and be a little more aggressive. You know, they told him in the minor leagues as he was coming up that he is too passive at the plate sometimes, that he lets too many strikes go by. That has been a problem again this year, and they want to see if he has addressed that.
Phil, an important start for Pablo Lopez as we start the second half. coming out of the break. Twins 5 games out in the division. If the Twins ultimately want to run down Cleveland, I would think Pablo Lopez putting together quality start after quality start is a huge part of the equation.
Yeah, and it's really it's been a disappointing year for sure. That the way he has struggled, he wasn't the ace with Sonny Gray on the team, but he was close to it, and he was definitely anointed that this year, and just hasn't happened. He's had he's had a couple of games where he's given up 7 runs. He's had a couple of games where he's given up 6 runs. His last start here in Target Field, he gave up 6 runs in just 5 innings. So it's an ERA over 5 right now is not what they were expecting from him. But, everyone's optimistic as you start a season or start the second half. There's a feeling that they've worked with him and addressed some things, and that maybe the picture that he showed on the West Coast in Oakland and Seattle late last month, where he had back-to-back games, gave up 1 run in 14 or 15 innings, that he can take some of the lessons from there. And I know there's optimism, and I know he seemed optimistic pregame that he's straightened that out. Keeping the ball in the strike zone is a big thing for him, but also keeping it out of the stands. He's given up 18 home runs this year. That has become a daily problem for him every time he starts. So we'll see if he can keep Milwaukee in the ballpark tonight.
Yeah, and Phil, one other thought. Coming out of the break, you get 2 first-place clubs in the National League. Brewers come to town for 2, and then the Phillies for 3. So this Twins club will be tested right out of the gate.
Yeah, indeed. I think they were a little disturbed that they had so many problems in San Francisco. A lot of distractions to close the second half with so many roster changes, but it felt like they were the better team there and didn't show it. And you're right, these are fairly these aren't teams that they see very often, so it's not like they're very familiar with them. But above 500 teams after kind of a steady diet in the last month of lesser teams, I think it's safe to say the Twins haven't done well against good teams this year. They went 0-6 against the Yankees. They haven't beaten the Guardians yet this year. The Orioles swept them in Baltimore. I do think it's time for their own mental health, I think, to be competitive with some of the better teams in the league.
Well, Phil, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the update. But before we let you go, Joe Mauer going into the Hall of Fame. I know the Star Tribune has a big crew out there. Lavelle Neal III, who was on the Twins beat for a long time. And then, of course, Patrick Royce, who has covered the ball club for a long, long time. Great weekend for Joe Mauer. And he gets a call to the Hall. And what an extraordinary thing it is for the city of St. Paul to now have their 4th member of the Hall of Fame. That's extraordinary.
Isn't it crazy? And they're all there.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm told that the Twins are throwing quite a little Joe Mauer-centric party in Cooperstown tonight. I happened to talk to Brian Dozier last week, and he said everybody's going to be in Cooperstown from a whole roster of Joe's teammates. And you're right, Dave Winfield, Jack Morris and Paul Mollett are all there representing St. Paul as well. It's a pretty you don't often think of St. Paul as a hotbed of baseball, but not many cities can boast the roster they have.
No, that is a pretty good start on a fine major league ball club with those 4. That's for sure. Well, Phil, always good to visit with you. Thanks.
You too, Steve. Good talking to you.
Phil Miller from the Star Tribune joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And Phil's good enough to join us throughout the season here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Once again, Royce Lewis replica bat night at the ballpark. First 10,000 fans get a Royce Lewis bat. And as Phil mentioned, he's on the comeback trail. Could be on a rehab stint with St. Paul next week before rejoining the Twins. And if you just joined us, Chris Paddock, Carlos Correa to the injured list, Austin Martin reinstated from the injured list, Eddie Julian called up from AAA St. Paul. When we come back, sneak peek at the lineup and the latest Major League scoreboard. Once again, Twin Star play today, five games behind Cleveland in the AL Central. Here on News Talk, 830 WCCO. Twins and Brewers, lineup card, 5:30, first pitch, 6:10. Pablo Lopez on the mound. We'll have a sneak peek at the lineup momentarily. Don't forget, our sports coverage continues on Sunday with the Huddle starring Pete Najarian and Dave Schwartz. They'll be on between 10 and 11 a.m. tomorrow. Inside Twins at 11 a.m. Lineup card at 11:30. Twins and Brewers start at high noon. Remember that. Tomorrow's game is a noon start at Target Field. So an abbreviated Huddle with Pete and Dave between 10 and 11 a.m. So, a couple of games in progress in the big leagues. It is the A's leading the Angels in Oakland, 8-2, bottom of the eighth. Also in the bottom of the eighth, the Mets lead the Marlins 1-0 in Miami. Ton of games under the lights tonight in the big leagues. We do have some finals. Earlier, Tampa Bay thumped New York and the Bronx 9-1. The Yankees are reeling after a hot start earlier this year. Detroit won in Toronto, beating the Blue Jays 7-3. And in 10, the Braves beat the Cardinals 3-2 in suburban Atlanta. If you're wondering where the Guardians are tonight, they're home in Cleveland hosting the San Diego Padres. And that is a 6:10 start our time. So their first pitch, same time as Twins and Brewers. All right, let's get to the lineup behind Pablo Lopez in the ballgame tonight. Willie Castro will lead off. He'll be at short. Trevor Larnach, the DH, will bat second. Byron Buxton's in center field. He'll bat third. Brooks Lee, the youngster, in the cleanup spot at third base. Max Kepler is in right field. He'll bat sixth. Bat fifth. Ryan Jeffers will catch and bat sixth. Carlos Santana will be at first and bat seventh. Matt Wallner's in left and will bat eighth and batting ninth. Fresh from St. Paul, Eddie Julian. Once again, Julian at second base. So it'll be Castro, Larnach, and Buxton. Lee, Kepler, Jeffers, Santana, Wallner, and Julian behind Pablo Lopez. And if you're just joining us ahead of the lineup card, bad news. Carlos Correa to the injured list today. Chris Paddock joins him on the injured list. 10-day injured list retroactive to July 16th for Carlos Correa with plantar fasciitis. And, of course, he suffered that injury in San Francisco against the Giants before the break. Austin Martin recalled from the injured list. And as we mentioned, Eddie Julian in the lineup tonight, and he was called up from St. Paul. Another look at that weather. There is a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Otherwise, fog develop late, and then a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs in the lower 80s here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. Big thanks to all the guests, including Phil Miller joining us earlier in the hour. Big thanks to Josh Wheeler, our producer. Twins and Brewers coming up, the lineup card moments away here on the home of the Twins. News Talk, 830 WCCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Twins and Brewers coming up. Lineup card 5:30. First pitch 6:10. Pablo Lopez will be on the mound. A couple other sports headlines. Final round of the Open Championship at Royal Troon in Scotland. All set with Billy O'Herschel atop the leaderboard at -4. Huge group at -3. And this includes Xander Schauffele, who won the PGA, former Olympic champion, major champion Justin Rose, Englishman Daniel Brown, Russell Henley, Sam Burns, Thurston Lawrence, and then Scottie Scheffler, world number one at -2. Shane Lowry had a bad day, the Irishman, +6 in his round today. He's at -1. Then Adam Scott, Justin Thomas lead a group at even par. Should be an eventful final round of the Open Championship starting tomorrow morning, our time at Royal Troon. And in a Team USA men's basketball Olympic tune-up, South Sudan took Team USA right down to the wire. LeBron James hit a driving layup to give the United States a 101-100 victory. But South Sudan had a shot to win it. It wouldn't fall, so the United States escapes. Twins and Brewers back from the break and start what amounts to be the second half of the season tonight at Target Field. And Phil Miller joins us from the Star Tribune. He covers the Twins all season long. Phil, I hope you're doing well.
I am doing well, Steve. It's how can you not be happy about bat night?
Yeah, no doubt.
Bats to everybody here.
Yeah, I mentioned that a little bit earlier in the program. 10,000 bats will be made available to the fans coming through the turnstiles tonight at Target Field. That should make for an interesting night, certainly at Target Field. And I believe those are Royce Lewis replica bats, and he has company on the injured list.
He has a lot of company on the injured list, even though he told us today he doesn't think he should be on the injured list anymore. He's ready.
Okay.
Whenever the trainers give him the go-ahead, the Saints come home, the St. Paul Saints come home next week, and I would suspect that Royce will bat 3 or 4 days for them to rehab and get back, but it sounds like he will be back soon. But there are other players, that the Twins suffered a ton of minor injuries last weekend in San Francisco, and some of them have lingered, some of them carried over, and they put two more players on the injured list today, Carlos Correa and Chris Paddock. So the injury theme has not left this team.
Yeah, and we saw the release earlier in the day, and I know you've had a chance to visit with Rocco Baldelli pregame. It doesn't sound like this Correa thing will be long-term, that he's on the injured list, retroactive, I believe, to July 16th. So he is eligible to come back fairly soon.
Yes, and he made it clear in San Francisco that this was not a major injury, that they learned a lot from when he had the same condition in his left foot a year ago. But of course, he played on that for a couple of months, and he was much the worse for it. I was really struck by how everything that Rocco said about these two injuries sounded horrible, but he was placing them in a pretty optimistic light. Carlos Correa is in a walking boot on his right foot. He won't be at the ballpark this weekend as he heals up. He had a platelet-rich plasma injection, into his foot. None of that sounds like he's ready to play baseball anytime soon, but it is some treatment that they think will speed his return. So bad as it sounds, they don't think it's a major injury. He specifically said, we don't think it'll be multiple weeks. But, you know, it, with Chris Paddock, he said, you know, he's on the injured list with problems. He woke up with his right elbow, some pain in his right elbow on Monday after he pitched Sunday in San Francisco. Well, that's the elbow that he's had two Tommy John surgeries on. But again, Rocco said they had imaging done. The ligament is fine. The ligament is intact. It's a muscle strain. So I don't know. Nothing sounded good, but but the manager insisted in both. This is relatively good news.
Yeah, and we will see certainly with Correa, and with Carlos Correa in particular, he was really leading this ball club. I mean, I know Royce Lewis in his brief stints with the Twins this year in game one, and then when he came back, but he along with Jose Miranda were really kind of leading the hit parade for the Twins before he went down with an injury. I mean, the bats were really booming.
Yeah, the last in July, they were averaging the first 10 days of July, they were averaging 7.5 runs. I think it's down to 6.5 now. But yeah, that is the best hitting display they have had all year. And you're right, Carlos Correa and Jose Miranda were both in the thick of it, and both are now on the injured list. I did talk to Jose Miranda today, and he is much improved. He was in noticeable pain in San Francisco. He said his back, lower back, just tightened up on him, just locked up on him, he said. And I have experienced that pain, so I could empathize with it. And he said it's much better now. He did very little during the past week, and hopes to come off the injured list sometime next week. I would assume that'll be after a couple of games in St. Paul as well. But they're two middle of the order hit makers in the past month are out now. So we will see how the Twins can make up for that.
Phil Miller joining us from the Star Tribune on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Twins and Brewers coming up in game one of the two-game set at Target Field coming out of the All-Star break. It is Royce Lewis bat night tonight at the ballpark. Austin Martin recalled from the 10-day injured list, and Eddie Julian is back from St. Paul. And a year ago, he was considered this you know, top-notch, can't-miss hitting prospect who really showed and then struggled earlier this year and was sent down. So Eddie Julian will get another chance in the big leagues. He's certainly shown the ability to hit major league pitching.
He certainly did last year just kind of in, it looked like he was over his head this year, which was very strange after the way he hit he hit 270, something like that last year, but it was only 200 this year. He had a slow start in St. Paul when they sent him down, too. I think that was a reflection of how confused he seemed or not able to diagnose what the problem was. So that was kind of why they sent him to St. Paul. He's up to 235 now and has shown signs in the last couple of weeks that he's come out of it a little bit, but mostly he plays the right position for a team short on infielders. Willie Castro has been the second baseman in his absence, but now Willie has to move shortstop to fill in for Carlos Correa. I think they, even though Brooks Lee is a shortstop, they want him to focus on third base while Royce Lewis is out, and just try not to give him too much too soon, since he's only in his third week in the big leagues. So Eddie Julian is back and back at second base, and we'll see what changes he's made. If he can go to the opposite field a little more and stay in the strike zone and be a little more aggressive. You know, they told him in the minor leagues as he was coming up that he is too passive at the plate sometimes, that he lets too many strikes go by. that has been a problem again this year, and they want to see if he has addressed that.
Phil, an important start for Pablo Lopez as we start the second half coming out of the break, Twins five games out in the division. If the Twins ultimately want to run down Cleveland, I would think Pablo Lopez putting together quality start after quality start is a huge part of the equation.
Yeah, and it's been a disappointing year for sure. That the way he has struggled, he wasn't the ace with Sonny Gray on the team, but he was close to it, and he was definitely anointed that this year, and just hasn't happened. He's had a couple of games where he's given up seven runs. He's had a couple of games where he's given up six runs. His last start here in Target Field, he gave up six runs in just five innings. So it's an ERA over five right now is not what they were expecting from him. But, everyone's optimistic as you start a season or start the second half. There's a feeling that they've worked with him and addressed some things, and that maybe the picture that he showed on the West Coast in Oakland and Seattle late last month, where he had back-to-back games, gave up one run in 14 or 15 innings, that he can take some of the lessons from there. And I know there's optimism, and I know he seemed optimistic pregame that he's straightened that out. Keeping the ball in the strike zone is a big thing for him, but also keeping it out of the stands. He's given up 18 home runs this year. That has become a daily problem for him every time he starts. So we'll see if he can keep Milwaukee in the ballpark tonight.
Yeah, and Phil, one other thought. Coming out of the break, you get two first-place clubs in the National League. Brewers come to town for two, and then the Phillies for three. So this Twins club will be tested right out of the gate.
Yeah, indeed. I think they were a little disturbed that they had so many problems in San Francisco. A lot of distractions to close the second half with so many roster changes, but it felt like they were the better team there and didn't show it. And you're right, these are fairly these aren't teams that they see very often, so it's not like they're very familiar with them. But above 500 teams after kind of a steady diet in the last month of lesser teams, I think it's safe to say the Twins haven't done well against good teams this year. They went 0-6 against the Yankees. They haven't beaten the Guardians yet this year. The Orioles swept them in Baltimore. I do think it's time for their own mental health, I think, to be competitive with some of the better teams in the league.
Well, Phil, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the update. But before we let you go, Joe Mauer going into the Hall of Fame. I know the Star Tribune has a big crew out there. Lavelle Neal III, who was on the Twins beat for a long time. And then, of course, Patrick Royce, who has covered the ball club for a long, long time. Great weekend for Joe Mauer. And he gets a call to the Hall. And what an extraordinary thing it is for the city of St. Paul to now have their fourth member of the Hall of Fame. That's extraordinary.
Isn't it crazy? And they're all there.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm told that the Twins are throwing quite a little Joe Mauer-centric party in Cooperstown tonight. I happened to talk to Brian Dozier last week, and he said everybody's going to be in Cooperstown from a whole roster of Joe's teammates. And you're right, Dave Winfield, Jack Morris and Paul Mollett are all there representing St. Paul as well. It's a pretty you don't often think of St. Paul as a hotbed of baseball, but not many cities can boast the roster they have.
No, that is a pretty good start on a fine major league ball club with those four. That's for sure. Well, Phil, always good to visit with you. Thanks.
You too, Steve. Good talking to you.
Phil Miller from the Star Tribune joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And Phil's good enough to join us throughout the season here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Once again, Royce Lewis replica bat night at the ballpark. First 10,000 fans get a Royce Lewis bat. And as Phil mentioned, he's on the comeback trail. Could be on a rehab stint with St. Paul next week before rejoining the Twins. And if you just joined us, Chris Paddock, Carlos Correa to the injured list, Austin Martin reinstated from the injured list, Eddie Julian called up from AAA St. Paul. When we come back, sneak peek at the lineup and the latest Major League scoreboard. Once again, Twin Star play today, five games behind Cleveland in the AL Central. Here on News Talk, 830 WCCO. Twins and Brewers, lineup card, 5:30, first pitch, 6:10. Pablo Lopez on the mound. We'll have a sneak peek at the lineup momentarily. Don't forget, our sports coverage continues on Sunday with the huddle starring Pete Najarian and Dave Schwartz. They'll be on between 10 and 11 a.m. tomorrow. Inside Twins at 11 a.m. Lineup card at 11:30. Twins and Brewers start at high noon. Remember that. Tomorrow's game is a noon start at Target Field. So an abbreviated huddle with Pete and Dave between 10 and 11 a.m. So, a couple of games in progress in the big leagues. It is the A's leading the Angels in Oakland 8-2, bottom of the eighth. Also in the bottom of the eighth, the Mets lead the Marlins 1-0 in Miami. Ton of games under the lights tonight in the big leagues. We do have some finals. Earlier, Tampa Bay thumped New York and the Bronx 9-1. The Yankees are reeling after a hot start earlier this year. Detroit won in Toronto, beating the Blue Jays 7-3. And in 10, the Braves beat the Cardinals 3-2 in suburban Atlanta. If you're wondering where the Guardians are tonight, they're home in Cleveland hosting the San Diego Padres. And that is a 6:10 start our time. So their first pitch, same time as Twins and Brewers. All right, let's get to the lineup behind Pablo Lopez in the ballgame tonight. Willie Castro will lead off. He'll be at short. Trevor Larnach, the DH, will bat second. Byron Buxton's in center field. He'll bat third. Brooks Lee, the youngster, in the cleanup spot at third base. Max Kepler is in right field. He'll bat sixth. Bat fifth. Ryan Jeffers will catch and bat sixth. Carlos Santana will be at first and bat seventh. Matt Wallner's in left and will bat eighth and batting ninth. Fresh from St. Paul, Eddie Julian. Once again, Julian at second base. So it'll be Castro, Larnach, and Buxton. Lee, Kepler, Jeffers, Santana, Wallner, and Julian behind Pablo Lopez. And if you're just joining us ahead of the lineup card, bad news. Carlos Correa to the injured list today. Chris Paddock joins him on the injured list. 10-day injured list retroactive to July 16th for Carlos Correa with plantar fasciitis. And, of course, he suffered that injury in San Francisco against the Giants before the break. Austin Martin recalled from the injured list. And as we mentioned, Eddie Julian in the lineup tonight, and he was called up from St. Paul. Another look at that weather. There is a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Otherwise, a fog develop late, and then a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs in the lower 80s here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. Big thanks to all the guests, including Phil Miller joining us earlier in the hour. Big thanks to Josh Wheeler, our producer. Twins and Brewers coming up, the lineup card moments away here on the home of the Twins. News Talk 830 WCCO.